Welcome to the SearchSystemsChannel.com podcast. This is Nicole Harding, Associate Site Editor. Today's guest is expert Dave Sobel, CEO of Evolve Technologies and SMB Virtualization. Dave will answer some frequently asked questions about desktop virtualization and virtual desktop infrastructure. Thanks for joining us, Dave.
Well, thanks for having me, Nicole.
So what exactly is desktop virtualization?
Well, desktop virtualization is the idea of running desktop operating systems in a virtualized environment. It's done with products like Virtual PC, VMware's Workstation, or Parallels Desktop for Mac, and where the idea is that you virtualize the desktops for users and present an isolated operating system. Desktop virtualization, a lot like server virtualization, decouples the physical machine from the software.
Great. And how would you define virtual desktop infrastructure?
It's very related to the idea of desktop virtualization in that virtual desktop infrastructure is the use of virtualization to run those same desktops in a data center. The desktop is delivered to the user on kind of an on-demand version and managed centrally, and so it allows the user to have the same user experience as they would on a standard PC.
So what would you say is the main difference between desktop virtualization and virtual desktop infrastructure, or VDI?
Well, desktop virtualization focuses on delivering a second operating system experience to the user, so complete with a GUI and an obvious separation of the layers. VDI, in contrast, delivers a familiar desktop experience to the user while still separating the two, but it is a single unified experience. The user doesn't really feel that they're doing anything different.
So when would it make sense to use desktop virtualization?
Well, desktop virtualization makes a lot of sense when the user needs a different capability for the software they've deployed. For example, a user who needs to run an older version of certain software would use desktop virtualization. It provides many of the key benefits of a terminal server with an added flexibility layer.
And when would it make sense to use VDI?
Well, VDI would be used when the user needs to be sheltered from the virtualization layer, and administrators want to have a central administration of all the services. For example, if you've got the need to centrally roll back desktops or offer desktops both in the office and remotely, these would lead you to a VDI implementation.
How can solution providers build a service offering around desktop virtualization?
Well, like most service offerings, you can focus on projects as well as recurring revenue opportunities. So your project offerings include the setup and configuration of both desktop virtualization and VDI systems, enabling users to have access to those virtualized environments. And then service providers can also elect to deliver those same systems as a solution, either on-premise or a cloud-based service, and offer this on a monthly recurring basis. Of course, you've also got your monthly maintenance components as well.
What pitfalls are there in implementing desktop virtualization?
Well, with any virtualization solution, adding the virtualization layer adds a level of complexity to the system. So the risk is not understanding how to correctly deploy and manage both those types of offerings when you've added that layer of complexity.
How should desktop virtualization be managed?
I believe that desktop virtualization should be managed like any IT system by taking into account all of the components of the solution. This includes the hardware, the software, and the virtualization layers. So you need to ensure that all the layers are monitored so that they can be managed.
And when should we not use desktop virtualization?
Well, desktop virtualization is not appropriate for situations where the application that you're running requires direct access to the hardware layer. In these cases, virtualization is not going to be appropriate, and another technology approach should be determined.
Dave Sobel, CEO of Evolve Technologies and SMB Virtualization, thank you for your time.
Well, thanks for having me.
And thanks for listening to this FAQ podcast from SearchSystemsChannel.com.